Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, aren't you all seeking truth? Don't we all want to know as much as we can about truth? Well, wouldn't we like to speak with another truth seeker who is very active and has uncovered a lot of information and is really someone who I always enjoy talking with, and he's been on Energy Stew a number of times before. And I'm so excited to hear more discoveries from our truth seeker, Ole Damgaard. Ole, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you so much, Peter, and Happy New Year. Let's make it a wonderful, the best year ever.
Oh, let's do that. And you are uncovering all kinds of information that so many of us are seeking. And you're also connected to so many people out there who are informed. You're really in the thick of so many people who are, many of them are heroes of mine.
I agree.
So where are we? Where is this going at this point?
Well, let me polish my crystal ball. The answer is I have absolutely no idea. I think that, we are in unprecedented territory. We've never been here before. We've never been in anything like it. But for me, it's like it's a battle, a spiritual battle between good and evil, so-called dark and light forces. And it's a matter of duality. And I hope that in the end of this whole that thing, that we will transcend duality and we will start seeing what life is really about, which I think is all is one and unity and so on, where we've been for so many years and generations. Since somebody had a bite of an apple several thousand years ago, this thing called the ego and the greed came in and took over. And it's just been the same story over and over and over again ever since. And I think it's time for us to transcend that one and start seeing that we can make this such a incredibly beautiful place if we just start letting go of the egotistic ways of life, the selfish way of life, the ones that is driven by our own desires and so on, see that it's we instead of me, and what can I do for us, you know? And then through more and more of us doing more and more selfless service to humanity, then that just amplifies the whole thing. And the more we let go of fear, the harder it is for the dark forces to control us, because they only got that one tool or weapon against us, that's fear. So the more we become friends with our fear, so that we can see that it's just an emotion, it's just a feeling, it's not even real, it's just in my mind. There's nothing real out there where you can grab fear or you can describe it. It's only in the mind, and it's always connected to the future, to something that has not yet happened. So it's, when you think of it, it's an absolute waste of time or life to be so focused on fear, when we should be focused on what do we want to create? What do we want to be part of? How do we want this world to, what do we want it to look like? And at this point, I feel that many of us have been very confused and also disorientated by this COVID operation or corona. So it's been feeling like humanity has been going into like a roundabout and just around and round and round and round in circles, like COVID, vaccine, mask, not mask, instead of saying, okay, time maybe to transcend this madness, say, okay, stop it, breathe in. What would I like the world to be like? Is this what I want to amplify by adding my emotions and my negative feelings into and becoming terrified of new regulations and new this and that, making this even more real? Or do I want to say, okay, fine, this is what you're trying to throw at me. I'm so not even going to give it any power. This is what I want to be part of creating. And that world looks like this. Then it's up to us to say, what does that world look like? Because I think many of us have lost track over many generations of what life really should all be about.
Right. So, and I feel that there are so many well-meaning, good people whose minds seem to not be normal anymore and are caught in fear and are divisive and angry at people who disagree with them. And somehow, I think there's hope for so many of these people to have a breakthrough, have some kind of realization that maybe they've been wrong. Maybe this isn't as, you know, as terrible as they've been told. And, you know, one thing I saw today in, was that the NCAA, which is, you know, the college sports organization, national, said that if you've had COVID, you don't need a vaccine. And that's huge. That's a national body actually admitting that natural immunity works. And so these are opportunities that all of a sudden will wake people up and go, maybe we, you know, we need to think again about this.
Yeah, I love it when people say, if you've had COVID, how do you know if you've had COVID? The only way you can know that is through the PCR test. The PCR test inventor, Gary Mullins, he went out big time and said, you cannot use this to diagnose a disease. That's not what it's for. Absolutely not. It will not. And depending on how many circles you let this this process do,
right,
you can find whatever you want in the human, sick or healthy, whatever you're looking for will amplify that, whatever. So it's like, it's totally unreliable. It is 100% not effective in the process of determining, do you have a disease or do you not? So I would say no one has ever had COVID as a disease, because nobody has ever been correctly diagnosed to have COVID or not COVID, because the only way to find out is the PCR test. And that, dear Kerry Mullins, may he rest in peace, because he died very conveniently just because before this COVID operation was unleashed on the world just a few months earlier, boom, he fell over dead. And so,
but what about T cells and B cells and natural killer cells that you could identify and maybe know that they're ready to, that they've been employed?
The thing is that people have been sick for sure, but what have they been sick from? Is it because you have the exact same symptoms from radiation from 5G? You know, shortness of breath, you have all kinds of fever symptoms, you have the exact same flu symptoms as the flu. The flu they haven't been able to find a vaccine for, they've looked for it so many years, they have not been able to find it. Here, boom, within like 8 weeks, there were 64 different vaccines that is said to have been able to cure COVID. Then now it turned out that, no, you need an extra booster. No, you need an extra boost. No, you need an extra boost. No, you need an extra booster. I have, as far as I know, there's at least 20 boosters lined up for humanity. So it's not gonna get better. You have to see what is actually going on. And that is a whole different development than we're being told with these.
Maybe it'll be clearer because of so many people dying from the vaccines. And the insurance companies are seeing such a huge increase in extra deaths now. Mostly, I think heart attacks are the biggest, but like a 40% increase. And you know, people don't necessarily want to say it's from the vaccine, but there's no other reason why there's so many extra deaths now. And maybe that will wake up a lot of people.
But many insurance companies do not pay out in these cases. They say that, no, it's due to, we do not pay anything out that is connected to a medical trial. And this is what they label what is going on here now. So forget about being reimbursed by insurance companies. Also, the vaccine companies, all of them have been redeemed, or whatever you want to call them, their responsibility has been taken away by law, so that you can't sue anyone. You can't even call anyone saying, my wife is lying here. She just died from 5 minutes after she was given this vaccine. Can I please speak to anyone? No, very sorry. I can't move my legs. I can't walk. Anyone I can speak to? No, sorry. Normal doctors, they say, no, this is in your mind. And it's in multiple countries. It's Sweden, Denmark, England. Everybody's being treated the same. It's in your system, they say, no, you're making it up. No, they're doing anything except looking. Do you know, like if I had a spoon of arsenic and I felt bad, the doctor would say, what did you eat? What did you put into your system before you went ill? And I would say arsenic. They would say, ah, it's the arsenic. Let's get it out. Here, you get the vaccine. Boom. You have all of these weird symptoms like within hours or days. Doctors say, have you done anything unusual? Yeah, I got the vaccine. They say, well, it can't be that. And right. And that's it. The whole way of dealing with it. It's the exact opposite. And I'm in touch with, and I'm also learning about so many people suffering horrifically and not being helped by anyone. They just say, no, you're on your own. You're on your own. And it's all kinds of bizarre symptoms where you say, okay, fine. Is this some bizarre new flu that is around? Or when did it happen? It happened more or less right after so many people got this first or second injection of whatever of these, especially if it was the mRNA vaccines, pumped with graphene oxide or hydrographene oxide that is just like absolutely like a chainsaw massacre inside your system, causing massive big blood clots, you know, like the size of an orange, and that in the brain and in the lungs and in the heart. So many of these so-called heart attacks, and so it has nothing to do with a heart attack. Mm-hmm. It is the heart being more or less blown up from the inside.
There are also parasites that have been found in these vaccines.
It's like, Peter, if you could please show me one thing in these vaccines that are good for you, that could amplify your immune system. One, just show me one single little particle in these things that are there for your benefit. And then if you take it the other way around and I say, Peter, could you please show me anything that is bad for you that is in these vaccines? And the list is ongoing. It's never ending. It's like we don't even understand the technology that is involved in many of these things. We're standing like, what the hell? Why is that there? Why is that there? Why is that? And they say, this has not been tested. That is absolute bullshit. It has been tested for years to make sure that it's efficient to do exactly what it's doing. And one of the things is to say bye-bye to a lot of people who have taken it, unfortunately. Yep. It is like a walking time bomb inside of them.
But what is it?
Depending on how much graphene oxide they have been given, because it's like a Russian roulette as well, because in the same batch, you can have a multiple different dosages of these different elements. So just because it's the same batch doesn't mean that everybody will have the same symptoms. Or
I know. Yeah, there are some batches that don't harm people very much, yeah, and other batches that harm thousands.
And that is how you cover up a crime, you know, because otherwise it would be so obvious. 2,000 people got that batch, 2,000 people died. It must be that. No, that's not how it's done. It's like this. So you just see all of these people falling over in different places, but there's no direct connection except for it being connected to the vaccine. And then they're trying to say, well, you're unvaccinated. Is it up to 6 weeks after you took the vaccine? So you can't say that I think it's in different countries, but in certain countries, it's up to 6 weeks after they got the vaccine. Anything happening within that time span cannot be connected to the vaccine. I mean, wake me up. The closer to the date when they got it, the more obvious it has to be that it's because of that. But you're not allowed to say connected there. On the other hand, even if you're in a road accident, so many deaths have been described to corona. Do you know?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I think most corona deaths aren't corona deaths. I think most of them are comorbidities, other problems that they attribute, because the hospitals actually get paid a lot of extra money if they designate COVID.
And why would they be paid extra money for something? Like, who would pay them extra if they didn't have an interest in the numbers rising? Why would they have an interest in numbers rising? Why
for are people fear, here? And, to create more fear.
No, but also to get boost the whole pandemic scenario, exactly like you say, generate fear so that more and more will go and look for the solution. In this case, something with a needle.
What's the difference between, you know, why do I, for instance, have such an automatic resistance to buying into the propaganda, and so many people just can't warn themselves properly? I don't know what it is about, what's the difference? Because I work with a lot of people. I have most of my students and clients are unvaccinated and are clear about it. And yet they're surrounded by so many people who are very angry with them for being this way. And it doesn't make sense, because it's not a difference of being smarter or not, because some of these people are very bright. I mean, look at all the doctors in the world who are buying into all the propaganda. And these are smart enough people to have medical degrees, and yet they're not smart enough to call a spade a spade.
So if you look at the education of many of these doctors, professors, and so on, you will see that the that the foundations that have funded and created these educations are very often connected to the Rockefeller Foundation or other, like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, these type of institutions that have said, this is the education. Like I spoke to a doctor, I mean, very highly intelligent individual. And I asked, how much time did you spend on learning about nutrition, you know? And she said 8 hours of all of these years that she was studying to become a doctor, 8 hours. You know, and I would suggest, okay, so if you're a car mechanic, don't you think it's pretty important to know that what you put in the tank will affect the outcome of the engine? If you pour water in it, I mean, except if it's a really advanced technology, you cannot use water. It will kill the engine, you know. And if you put sugar in the diesel, it will kill the engine. If you put diesel in a petrol engine, it will kill the engine. So put in good quality petrol if it's a petrol driven car and so on. But when it comes to the human meat suit, which is so much more complex than anything else, the doctors just said, no, it has no importance what you stuff into yourself. They're even trying to ban vitamins. I mean, sorry, Vita stands for life. It is sort of, it would take them away, you die. No, let's ban them. I mean, I think that when you say people are intelligent and well-educated, I would say that the way I see it, and I've seen over the years, is intelligent and well-indoctrinated.
I like, you know, that. Yes, that makes sense. And also, like, for instance, in medical school, maybe in the old days, they would say, you have to learn to be an investigator. But in recent days, they say you just have to learn to follow, you know, the drug companies and hospital policy.
It is done by compartmentalization, like all operations. So that you will be, if you follow the recommendations, you will be elevated in your career. If you follow and you do this and that, you would get bonuses. You know, the more operations, you will get a bonus. The more x-rays, you will get a bonus. The more this, the more ventilators, you will get a bonus. You will get a bonus. If you use this medicine instead of that, you will get a bonus. If you tell people, no, you can cure your ear with the piece of garlic, just put it in there overnight, it will be fine. That doesn't give you any personal benefits or anything. And it won't give you a free trip to the Bahamas as a thank you from the big farmer. Right. It will not. So you're being pushed into sort of like, this is good for you and for everyone else. And you can be the person in the white coat that be looked upon as a hero for humanity. But at the same time, who are you serving? And this is where it gets, like when you look at the Western medical thing, it's like either the pill, which is built on big oil. I mean, things that they can't use in the oil industry is part of creating medicine that is then stuffed with stuff that is will take care of some of your symptoms, but will create other symptoms, so-called side effects.
Right, they build drugs. Yeah, basically drugs are built on the chemical industry.
And it is.
Yeah,
it's leftovers that they can't use anywhere. So they think, okay, let's stuff it into people. And these so-called side effects, that is not just sort of like, oh, bad luck. You will have anal leakage and you will have maybe a blood clot in your brain, but don't worry, it will take care of your allergy. You know, when you look at the list of side effects, I would say if there was this and it was not sort of something that would be okay, because you think these things are not good for you at all, that product should never be released. But what they're doing is they're curing one part and then they're creating another disease in you, another symptoms that would ask for another pill.
Sure.
To be. So if you look at so-called old people, look in their cabinet. I mean, my God, the amount of pills they have there that are taking care of the side effects of
well,
other pills.
I take a lot of pills. I'm close to 80 years old. I'll be 80 this year, and I take a lot of pills, but they're all nutritional supplements.
And there you go, Peter, and you look super healthy. I mean, you look like 20 years younger.
Well, thank you.
It's like, no, but the thing is that also you ask, what is the difference? I would say that you would have spent a lot of years looking into things, just feeling, this smells like bullshit. It doesn't match up. I can't get these things to, I can't figure it out. It doesn't make any sense. And so you over the years have been looking into stuff. And so many times I know for sure, even though I don't know your background, you have come to the understanding, this is so not true. They're right. Lying to me. And then in another area, my God, I've been lied to again. This is just not true. Assassinations, what? Is that what I'm being told? It's just not true. This was, it's just not true. And so our senses, we become highly sensitive to bullshit. We got this bullshit detector, like smells like bullshit. And normally it is, you know, if it walks like and talks and whatever smells like it, it normally is bullshit. And here we have a massive operation that just have this smell all over it. And so this is where the red alert goes, or burp, something wrong. Look into it. But other individuals who have not spent that time, who have been more into their own career and maybe also going to the Bahamas, thanks to Big Pharma, and felt like a really successful person in the middle of their career, they have not spent the time to look into these things. So they have just been, okay, if you use this pill instead of that, you get 20% more in bonus and it takes care of all of these things. They haven't looked into who's actually bribing me here. No, it's a recommendation. Who is actually buying me here to do this that might be harmful to my patients? Have they looked into it? Many of them not. Right. So I think it's a massive shock for so many doctors to now become aware of, like, holy crap, what have I done?
Good, we need more and more people waking up.
I agree. And it's the same with police. It's the same with military. I'm being contacted by many people. They're desperate. They're devastated because they said, I signed up for something else. And over the years, this was hijacked. My career was hijacked. And suddenly I'm serving this beast. And I don't even know how it happened. And now I'm in a situation where I can't get out. I don't know what to do. I have no idea. I don't even know who to trust. Can I trust my police colleagues here? Can I trust the military colleagues? Or will I be destroyed if I even start opening my mouth? But now things are changing. It really is.
And, so let's look forward to an awakening. Yeah. And I think, you know, you're somebody who's always talking about, you know, a higher, coming from a higher place and seeing it through the eyes of the future of cooperation and love and support. And I think that's what's really important is that, you know, when you can smell the rats, you can also understand where, you know, where not to go and where you can go. And so the idea is for us to build a better future. So we're getting near the end of the show, and I'm so excited, you know, to know you, because you really are an incredible role model of someone who never stops asking questions and always wants to get to the bottom of things in the best way you can. You're very honest about it, you know. In talking with you, even off air, you're just so honest in what you don't know and what you are still trying to understand. And I think that's wonderful. And so now if people yes, go ahead.
Can I just quickly share something about Kazakhstan?
Sure.
Because as you know, I've been sort of somewhat famous for being able to predict upcoming attacks, because the forces that are arranging so many of these alleged mass shootings and alleged terror attacks, they, due to the law of karma, their fear of the law of karma, I have this from an insider, they have to show us what they're going to do. So they leave hidden clues into forensic evidence for it to be there, so that if we don't see it, we indirectly consent it. Or if we don't react, we indirectly consent it.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then we get the bad karma on our shoulders. So they put these clues out there. And up to date, over the years, I predicted up to 2 months before they actually occurred, either how they were connected or that they were going to happen. 62 of these alleged terror attacks. So my last name has actually become a verb. Hashtag down.
Right.
Is to find these hidden clues and help to expose them, because it's a blessing in disguise. If they tell us what they're going to do, then it's just for us to find the clues and stop it before it happens. Right. Anyway, so recently in November, you can find that in my newsletter on lightonconspiracies.com, I pointed out that I said I found clues towards Kazakhstan. It was two operations, alleged terror attacks in Norway, absolute crap operations, low budget, blah, blah, blah. But the clues were pointing straight to Kazakhstan. And it's the first time ever that I found clues pointing east. It's always inside NATO. So in November, I said, I have no idea, but Kazakhstan, Kazakhstan, Kazakhstan. And then boom, all of these things are now happening in Kazakhstan, almost on the anniversary of the January the 6th attack on in Washington, D.C., if you remember that, a year ago, which I predicted one week before it happened.
We're at the end of the show, though. We can't go over because there are shows before and after this. But, and I'm glad you spoke. The name of your website is lightonconspiracies.com, so people can find you there. And there's so much on your website.
I just want to say that I think that the attack on Kazakhstan is an attack on Bitcoin, because 1/7 of the world's Bitcoin mining is in Kazakhstan. So by shutting down the internet there, they really hit Bitcoin. That is what I want to say.
Fascinating. Yeah. Well, we can go on and on, but unfortunately, it's only a half-hour show. So thank you, Ole Damogard,
for
being back on Energy Stew. I hope we can speak to you again soon. I love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live, new URL. And I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, HEART River.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.